We are on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara asks a kasha we had hit. There's a difference between a teirim min anokov al she'enei nokov. We said it is trume v'loi seichal ad she'yitzi ala trume maisa mimokem acha. Chazal said that the Kohen could keep the Trume, even though Min HaTorah it's Tevel, and then they gave instructions that you have to be Mafrish from the Kohen has to be Mafrish from the Trume that he had received, because in reality it's Tevel. We were Medayik from Rashi, the Yisroel also has to be Mafrish from the Einei Nakov. And we relied that these tikkunim, these instructions will be taken care of, and a kilkul will not come about. Masha enkein, by hamafrish chalose kemach, so there we were afraid that if the kayin will keep the kemach for chale, so the Yisroel will be under the impression that this challah really patelt his kemach, and the kilka will come about. And the Gemara had asked, why is it that by nokov al she'enei nokov, we're not afraid of a kilka, and we rely that our instructions will be niskayim? And why by a mafrish chalosei kemach, we do not rely that the instructions will be in the sky, and therefore we say, Reza Gezel Biyat Koyim. So the Gemara answered, there's a difference between Chad Mone and Trey Mone. By Nokov and Einei Nokov, so they realize that there was a Kilkul in the Hafroshe, the Nokov has a potential to become Trume, so we say it is already Trume to remain by the Kohen, and now we have to be misaken it. The Eini Nokov is not Mechuyev B'Trume, so Trei Moni Tzai, so understand it. But if you're Mafrish Chalosei Kemach or Kemach, to say that the Kemach remains by the Kohen, and the kemach by the Yisrael was not niskan, that is difficult to comprehend and to understand. And we were afraid that a kilkul will come about, the Yisrael will not follow our instructions, and he'll rely that his hafroshes kemach l'shem chala patelt the remaining kemach. So therefore, we said that it's Gezel Biyat Koyin, then he realizes that he didn't accomplish anything with his Afrosha. So the chilik is between Chad Mone and Trey Mone. Chad Mone Loi Tzoyis, Trey Mone Tzayis. So the Gemara asks, the Loi Tzoyis, you're telling me that by Chad Mone, if there's no difference between the Dovar HaNifrash and the Dovar SheNifrash Mimeno, there's no difference, it's all one sug. Loitzoyis, Bosnan, we learned the Mishnah. Atayrim Kishois, V'nimtza Moro. A person was Tayrim Kishois and Kishois. And then we found out that it's a bitter kishes, it's minaro la yofe, avatiach, he was teirem, a watermelon, v'nimtzeis saruach, it was spoiled. So this is a watermelon and a watermelon, kishes and kishes, it's trume v'yachze v'yitrem, so we pass in its trume, it remains by the kain. but there's a chiyuv to be mafrish again. So memelo we see afilu by the same mean, we rely that our instructions will be followed. The kohen keeps the bitter, the spoiled watermelon, and we assume that everything will be taken care of. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam. There is much different than Kemach al Kemach. The Midiye Reise Trum Ma'alye Mina Teure. If one was Teurem, a bitter Machol, a bitter fruit, on, or a spoiled fruit on others, they're all the same mean. Midiye Reise Trum Ma'alye, it's kosher Trume. There's a shame trume. Min ha-teire was mesaken. The other peiris, mid Rabbi Loi. Amar Rabbi Loi, minayim le-teire min ha-roa le-yofe she-trumosei trume, that the trume is take chal, even though it's min ha-roa le-yofe, she-nemav le-sisu all of chait, ba-rimchem eschel boi, mimenu. The Pasuk says, if you'll be mafresh, Chelboy, you'll be mafrish a superior peiri on the other peiris, so you won't have a chet. But if you will not be mafrish chelboy, you'll be mafrish min haroa layofe, then you'll have a chet. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Im einai kodesh, so if we will say that min haroa layof is not kodesh, is nesiyas chet lomo. So why is there a chet if he's mafrish min haroa layof, if it's not chal? Mikan lo teir min haroa layof, shetrumos eitrum. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shani hosam, the midirai se trume ma'alye. If a person is teirem min haroa layofe, so it's min ha-teire, it's trume. Hilkach. So these eitzes, this anhoge that we had said before, b'chad mone, we said by kemach, areze gezel biyad koyin, and he gives it back to the Yisroel. Here we can't say this. Let him give it back to the Yisrael. There will be tevel, the Arvino and Peirosov. He should mix it up with the Peiros, and it's like Ki'ilu, nothing occurred. Because Rachman and Itzlan, it became Trume. So if the Kain will give it back, you know what you're doing? You're being Ma'ariv Trume Bechulin. You're not accomplishing anything. And this chash of maybe a kilko will come out that we were afraid of by kemach, that is also not applicable over here. Let us assume that he will not listen. And he'll go and eat the kilko that we are afraid of, that the Yisrael will not follow our guidelines and not make a new afrosha. So what will be? Leki isura deraisa. There's no isura deraisa. He doesn't follow our guidelines. Deifteru, because hater min haroa layofe, lemaise, the trume is chal, the chulun was niskan, so min hater everything is good. So even if he won't listen, we don't, so Rashi is saying two things. The eitzah we had by challah, to that the kohen should return it. This eitzah we zicha don't have over here, so we don't have that eitzah. And number two, the kilkel that we're afraid of by challah, we don't have to be afraid of over here, because the kilkel by challah is a chash. Maybe he tabled the eitzah. There was no afrosha whatsoever. Mashen came, the kilkel over here is only a chash to rabbonim. If you'll be meirem the chelboy, you will not have a chet. Then you'll have a chet. Meinei Kodesh, if so it doesn't get Kedushas Truma, Nisriyas Chet Loma. So where is there Nisriyas Chet? The Pasuk tells us by being made in a Rola Yofi Yevachet, it doesn't get Kedushas Truma, so where is there Nisriyas Chet? Now let us see Taisvis. Meinei Kodesh Nisriyas Chet Loma. So Taisvis asks a Kasha as follows, which is in reality, the Gemara in Temura speaks about it. There's a machlokes in the Gemara called Milse de Omar Rachmona Loisavid, he ovid Mahani or he ovid Loi Mahani. If the Torah said, let us just give an example, the Gemara falls off from this example, but let us just, it says if a person is Mahanisha Isha La Yucha Lagarsha Kol Yomo, Yucha Shalcha, so he's not permitted to give her a get. Now, what happens if he gives her a get? It's machlekes Abaye v'Rav. Abaye says if he gives her a get, the get is chal. He wasn't permitted to give her a get. He ovid mahani. The Torah is just not permitting him to do this action. But if he does it, so the get functions. Like all gittin function. He wasn't permitted to do this. Rav says, Yovid Loimani, La Yucha Lishalcha Kol Yomov, not only he's not permitted, he's not capable of being Mishaleicha. The get is not Chal. So, if the get is not Chal, so he didn't do anything, he didn't accomplish anything, so why does he get Malkis? So, Mor says, Loki da Over Amemre de Rachmona. The Torah said, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't give her a get, you gave her a get. So for that you get Malkus, for being over on the Tzivuya Torah, even though you didn't accomplish anything. So we have here a machlokes between Abaye and Rove. Is there an Issa when the Torah spoke about you're not permitted to make a chalois, whatever the chalois might be? Is there an Issa if the chalois is not chal? That's machlokes Abaye v'Rav. Abaye says, chalos is not chal, he didn't do anything. So, all the time when there is an issa, that means because he accomplished something. And Rav says, no, it is not necessary to say that the chalos was chal. We could say the chalos was not chal, but the issa is the Ova Memre de Rachman. So Taisva says as follows, Laman di Omar Hosom, according to the man di Omar in Temure, Kel Milse de Omar Rachmona Leisavid I Ovid Mahani, if he does it, it helps. Chalais is Chal. The Eloi Mahani, because if it's not Chal, am I lucky? The Isser is for making a not proper Chalais. Neichet. So then, our Gemara is very good. Maide koma, what the our Gemara is saying, the Torah min haroa leyofa trumo sei trumen. That if a person is mafresh min haroa leyofa, the trumah is trumah. The einai kodesh, if it wouldn't be trumah, nischi is chayt lomo. So, what's the isis all of chayt? It says in the posik, there's a diak from the posik, you will not have a chet if you are mafresh min ha-yofa la-yofa, then you won't have a chet. But we derive, but if you be mafresh min ha-ro la-yofa, you're going to have a chet. So according to the man de Yomar, that if you don't accomplish anything, there's no chet. So from this pasuk we see, if there is a chet by being mafresh min ha-ro la-yofa, it's oiskish part that it's chal. So then our Gemara is very good. So from this pasuk we see that the trume is chal. A Torah min haro lo yofa, the trume is chal. Avo, leman di yomar hosem di yovid loy mahani. According to Rove, that says that you don't have to say that the chalois is chal. Could be yovid loy mahani. Vo ha de loki, mishim da ova amilse de kama rachmona. The Torah said you shouldn't do it. Could very well mean you can't do it. You're not capable of doing it. You should, the Pasuk says, we'll have the Pasuk later, Eschel boi mimenu, Barimchem Eschel boi mimenu. You should be meirim, be the choshevet, that should be the matnas gune, not the garua. That's what the Torah says. You should not be meirim the garua. You are meirim the garua. Well, the Torah said you shouldn't be meirim the garua, so it won't be chal. You did not do what the Torah said you should do. But you oivan isel because the Torah said you shouldn't do this and you did it. So according to that man diyama, according to Rabbi, avla man diyama hosam diyavid loiman, that if he did it, it doesn't, it's not chal. But the lucky mishim dover amil said the kama rachmonim ken koshe my kama hochi gemore. So what is chat na gemore? The gemore said that teire min aro ala yofim. The trum is a trum because the pasuk says if you'll be mafrish min aro ala yofim, you'll have a chet. It's a raya that a trum is a trum. So Taisa says, according to Rava, what's the raya? Dil maloy lamay maloch deinei kodesh. Could be the trum is not chal. That's a loch. He can see his chet to offer a milsa to come a rachmone. So where do you see the Gemara brings this pasuk? Oh, from this pasuk we see it's chal. Where do you see it's chal? The oldest pasuk says there's a chet if you're mafrish min aro ala yofim. But who says that it's chal? V'yesh loyma. So Taisva says, Devadei ba'alme loymahani. According to Rove, all over, when the Torah said, one should not do something, so Rove holds, that means that you shouldn't do it and you can't do it. It won't be chal. V'hainu dekome v'hochem mahani. But over here, I feel according to Rove, it helps. V'hainu. How do we know here it helps? To come a Gemara, im einai kaddish nischias chait lama kasuv. So Taisus added one word to what the Gemara said. We have a whole new pshat. What was the need for the posik to write this? Leisisa olav chait barim chemes chalbay mimenu. Why did the pasuk have to write this? You won't have a chet if you'll make a proper afchoshe, which means if you won't make a proper afchoshe, you will have a chet. This pasuk is not necessary. Why? Klaima, imishum, if the pasuk is telling us, the avar al milse de kama rachmone, the pasuk is telling us, you know, you're going to have a chet if you don't make a proper afroshe, because, not because it's chal, because I'm telling you, you should make a proper afroshe. It's given the bekro ksiv, this psukim that say, barimchem es chelboy, the pasuk says that afroshe should be from the chelboy, from the choshe v'tvuim. Kol chela dog and tirish v'yitza, the mashme, so from this pasuk it seems, Sheyeshle la'odam litroy min hayofe. So from this pasuk, without this pasuk, they see soul of chet. The pasuk says the afroshe should, the proper afroshe is barim chemes chelboy. So by learning this pasuk, I know if I do not make a proper afroshe, could be it's not chal 100%. The pasuk says this is the proper afroshe is chal. Teirim in Arol Yofe is not a proper afroshe, so it's not chal, and I'm evanisa. That I know already. Without this word, I see soul of chet. V'loim hevi michelbei pshita dava. That I know from the words barim chemes chelbei. Im kein lomok siv haikra. So we hear for extra words. V'loim see soul of chet barim chemes chelbei. The Torah is repetitious. It said, Barim Chemes Chelboy. So it's telling me that you should be Mafrish Minayof Alayof. And from that I can derive, not Minaro Alayof. And from that I can derive, if I will be Mafrish Minaro Alayof, it won't be Chal, and I'll be Yavra Nisa. Why did the Torah have to say another few words, V'laisisa Olof Chet? You shouldn't have a Chet. V'laisisa Olof Chet, Barim Chemes Chelboy Mimeno. Pshite. That I know from before. Elishma mino de lahochi kosvei. The Torah said, "Leisisol of chet loymaloch." Da Torim min haro ala yofe de ika shneicha tois. There are two averes. חט שעובר על מרדכם הרחמונה דיתרי מן היופי. That's one chet, that the Torah told him the proper oifen afroshe is arimchem eschelboi. And by not being meirim chelboi, by teirim in a rolo yofe, I'm being oivel. My action is a chet, and this action does not accomplish anything. I'm not permitted to be meirim min a rolo yofe, so it doesn't get kedushas trumah. But I was Ivan Issa for being over Keneged Tzivo Yashem. But now it says another posik, Leisis Olav Chet. Vechet al Trumosoi Dave Trume Min Haro, behind the Kama Mikan Latoire Min Haro Ala Yofi. So what is Taisva saying? The second posik is telling us there's another Chet. There's one Chet for your actions, and there's one chet for your accomplishments. That's v'laisisa olav chet barimchem eschelboi mimenu. That means the first chet, without the v'laisisa olav chet, the barimchem eschelboi, I know the proper action is teire min ayof ala yof. If I was teire min aro ala yof, that is not a proper action, so yoivanissa. You didn't accomplish anything, but yoivanissa. For doing keneged tzivu Yashem. But now the posik said there's a new chet, leisisa olav chet ba'arimchem. There's a new chet. This chet is a chet of accomplishment. Of making trumero. And Rabbi Kevegin brings down from his brother something very interesting. On this chet, the chet is for the accomplishment that you make trumero. In its mutl, I'm the person to absolve this accomplishment, to make sure it should not continue existing. And how does he do this? He's shayil on the tumah, and he's oike the tumah lamafreya. That means the Torah is telling us there's a new issa from this lama kosov, there's a new issa of creating tumah, which is ra'a layofe. And I'm informing you about this new issa that you should know what to do. Don't sit back and say, Yashamnu Bagadnu, I'm finished, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. No! Kozman, this is an existence you have a chet. There's a chet for this accomplishment. So you have to make sure that this accomplishment becomes bottle. You have to be shayil on the truma you had made. And through shayil, you're oikele mafreye, and then you will get rid of the second chet. The first chet is fafal. Now we're starting getting really back to the beginning of the sugya. We had a member of Ravami that Ravami had said, a person said bazoo, 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 the Kiddushin is first chal when all three are received, then the Kiddushin is chal. Kozman, she only got one, so Ravami held, it's not hers yet. It wasn't given, it was only given L'shem Kedushin when all three will be received. And therefore, Ravami said, if she ate up one of them before she got the other two, and he wants that the Kedushin should come about with the combination, the tziraf of all three, he said, bezu, bezu, bezu. So it won't be chal, because the first one is not around anymore. It's a milveh. It's a mekadesh milveh, ain't a mekadeshes. So now, Rove is going to elaborate on this klal. Omar Rove, loishonu el da'omalo bezu ubezu ubezu. He specified this one, and this one, and this one. So Baistois, that's what he means to say with the Sariches Advarim, that Kedushin will not be chal till you get this one and this one and this one. Avol Amalo Be'elu, what if he had three Tamres in front of him and he said, be Mekudish with these? He didn't specify each one. Then he gives a one and a second one and a third one. So there we say that he didn't have such intentions that Kozman, you don't get all three, nothing is going to start working. No, Kumfakel. By saying Be'elu, these should make Kedushin. So the first one he gives her, that's the schol of the Maisa Kedushin. This is yours. I gave this to you for Kedushin. You ate it. A good appetit. That means this is given to you for Kedushin. The second one is given for Kedushin. The third is given for Kedushin. So it doesn't matter if she ate up the first two or not. She's married. So Bekitza, Rav is telling us, a gewaldike chiddush, that this whole yesod that we had said, that if it is eaten up before she received all of them, it's a milveh, and we were getting involved in the problem of kadosh b'milveh and b'kadoshes, that is dafke if he said bezu, 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 but if he said ba'elu, then whatever is given is being given l'shem kedushin, and the ma'isa kedushin starts now, and it's nigma when she gets all of it. Let's see what Rashi says. Lai shana, heichadai cheles rishayna rishayna, day mitztarefes laprute. It doesn't become mitzuref laprute, the first two. Eladama la bezu, ubezu, ubezu. The lai gomri kedushin. That is no maise kedushin. Vulai, it doesn't make kedushin. Vulai niknela. It doesn't belong to her. Ad nesina achayne. That is the accomplishment of this Yitro Loshen Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. That means that when you'll get all three, then we'll start making Kedushin. Until you get all three, nothing's doing. Shehu, Shehi Gmar Diburai. That's the Gmar, the third Bezu. Ukvar, and so if she ate, that's the Gmar. Ukvar, Yerishenis Milvis, so if he ate, she ate up the other ones. Before she got the third one, so the only thing that can now make Kedushin is the milveh that she owes him. He never gave it to her, as yet. So Mamela, then she's not Mekudush. Avol Be'elu. Mikabolas HaRishayne, I don't know the Mikabolas, not to call it, Kabolas HaRishayne Lebosa Liyodah Beteiras Milveh. The first Kabbalah was not a milveh. The Mishen Nigmar Hadibur, as soon as he said Be'elu, Hiknula B'teiras Kedushin. So whatever he's giving her B'teiras Kedushin. This is B'chi Ochla Medidaka Ochla. So she is eating her Tamris. V'locha Rishayna Rishayna Mekadeshes. Im Yesh Bekulon Shavaputa. That means, if all together, you have three, each one was worth a third of a prute, and she ate all three, she's Mekudish, because each one that was given to her was given L'shem Kedushin, that it should start, it was given that this should be the Aschol of the Maisa Kedushin. So Memele, so when she eats it, she's eating the Tamra that belongs to her. That's what the Rava says. She's eating her own tamras. That was a memra of Rava. Tanya kibosei de Rava. So now the Gemara says we have a raya to Rava from a baraisa. Now we're going to come to the raya soon. We have to first figure out Pshat and the Baraisa, but as we finish the Baraisa, we'll see the Raya to Rav. Tanya Kabosei de Rav. Hiskatshili Ba'aloin. Aloin is an aloin is an acorn. Berimoin is a pomegranate. Begais is a walnut. He gave her three fruits. Now, it's very unclear what happened. Oisha amalo iskachli beilu. or we said he's kashli beimu. Im yesh bekulon shava pruta mekodesh. Now the second halacha, we'll come back later to the first halacha, but the second halacha, im yesh bekulon shava pruta, they add up. If all three are worth a pruta, so she's mekodesh. That means it's one ma'aseh kedushin with these three articles. So the, if she, when she got all three, she's mekodesh. Case number two. Vimlav, if all three do not equal a pruta, ain't mekodesh, it's not mekodesh. Case number three, bezu ubezu ubezu, same aloch. Im yesh bekula, also it's one ma'aseh kedushin with all three. Im yesh bekulam shove pruta mekodeshes, vimlav ain't mekodeshes. So the vial. The second and third case are telling us there's a similarity between Elu and Bezua Bezu, that in both cases it's one Maisa Kedushin with these three, so they add up. If they add up to Shavu Pruta, she's Mekodesh. Case number four, Bezu not Losai Ve'achlosai, Bezu not Losai Ve'achlosai, Ba'i bezu, ba'i bezu, eina mekodeshes ad she'e ba'achas mehem shove puta. That's the fourth case. Now the fourth case, let us just be medayk told cheshbin, that means even though in the second and third case it said that eilu and bezu, bezu are similar, they add up to a shove puta by munachas, that means if there was no eating involved, so it will add up to make kedushin. But bezu, bezu, it will not add up. Yesh ba'achas mehem shava puta. In order for it to be kedushin, one of them has to be worth a shava puta. So now the Gemara asks the kasha. Hai ba'aloin, now let's go back to the first case. Hai ba'aloin berimain be'egois heichidomi. What is the first case? Ilai medo'om alo, oi ba'aloin. Oi berimain, oi be'egois. Im yesh bekulon shava pruta mekodeshes v'oy kama. So if it's speaking about that he made three distinct ma'aseh kedushins, either with this or with this or with this, so the Barai says mesayim yesh bekulon shava pruta mekodeshes. That can be. It has to have, well, at least one of them should be worth a shava pruta. Ve'eha ba'aloin uberimain ube'egois. It didn't say, oi, with this, and with this, and with this. Aina bezu, u bezu, u bezu. So, that's the third case. So what's this first case? Ela lav, the amala be'elu. No, it's speaking about, he said, iskachli be'elu. He didn't specify. He had in his hand these three meanings. Iskachli be'elu, miyesh bekulon shavaput mekadeshes. So what is this first case? So the Gemara says, Pirushi kamefarish. The first case is just telling us the articles with which he was mekadesh. And then the next two cases are explaining the lashonis he said to be mekadesh with these articles. Iskachali ba'aloin berimoin be'egois, these three articles, keitza. Kigoin domal iskachali be'elu. Or, he said, bezu, bezu, bezu. He's a miyesh be'kulon shove pruta mekodeshes. So now, the first half of the Baraisa is just telling us that, that with menachas lefneya, lefoneo, they add up, the three meaning add up, and if they'll add up to a shava pruta, she's mekodeshes. Fine. Oketani sefer, but now let's look at the sefer. Bezu, now it's elaborating. Not losay v'achlosay. Im yesh v'achas mem shava pruta mekodeshes, v'mlav einu mekodeshes. Vilu reishe loika maflik ben eicheles lumunachas. That means the reishe was ba'elu. And then ba'elu, it didn't say achilik. If it was eaten, if it wasn't eaten. The mitziyasa, bezu, 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 it says that in mkulon shava pluta is mekadeshes, ve'im not lasei v'ach lasei, that you need that one of them should be a shava pluta. Shma mina kalecha domala beilu ki kaochlo minavshe kaochlo shma mina. So this yisod that Rava had told us that there's a difference between elu and bezua 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 legabi natlose bachlose, it's enough in the barais. Let us see what Rashi says. Ba'aloin berime begeis, aloin aglant, an acorn belaz, v'umachol chazir yat, Veloshin Ashkenaz Eichlin. That's what it's called in German. Vegam b'nei Adam Eichlin. That means he's been the Kaddish Anisha with her, with this, so he's not comparing Kata Chazir Hayah. The people eat it also. They eat it, but it has to be cooked before they eat it. Mekitza, v'tzeilun Eisam Barosh. They roast it. Beish kemay amoinim. It is roasted like chestnuts. Hari gesin bezul bezul miyesh pekulon bezul natlos vechlos abayin bezul bayin bezul. Ahay de polgina letei beletrei bavi de reisha mitziyosa. That what he divided it. Betana betavam yesh pekulon. Shun de boy flugi be mitziyosa bein necheles lemanachas kum leforish bozul. That means Rashi is asking a kasha. The first it says Eilum yesh bekulon shava putu mekadeshes. Bezu bezum yesh bekulon shava putu mekadeshes. So it should have said one big case. Mekadesh, she said Eilum the bekul or the bezu bezum bezum yesh bekulon shava putu mekadeshes. So Rashi says no, he wanted to make it two cases because he wanted to show that bezu bezum if she will eat each one separately, she won't be mekudesh. So therefore, bezu does not have the same halacha like beilu. So that's arayat rabbi. Tosfos says bezu bezu im yesh bekulon shava putu v'haydo pogina letrei bavi reisha. That he made two cases in the reisha and the beilu mitziyasi turn bezu bezu afagam to turn the b'tavayim yesh bekulon. So the both two bovis are saying the same aloha, so you could put it in one bovis. Afel katan by mishkulu mishum the gebur laflugi b'mitziyose by necheles l'manachas k'mefor shvos l'loshem rash. So we have now a rayat rov. So now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on the chilkim and Rav Ami. So the Gemara says as follows. We had in our Mishnah three bavis. Iskachli betamrazu, iskachli betamrazu, yesh pachas mem shavaput mekadeshes. Then we said bezu bezu bezu, yesh shavaput bekulam mekadeshes. So the ratio was three different ma'aseh kedushins, and the sefer was one big ma'aseh kedushin. The sefer was a klali with all three, and the reisha was three distinct ma'aseh kedushin. And then we had, that's the mitziyosa, and then we had the third case, ha'isei cheles rishayne rishayne enim kedeshet shei ba'achas mem shavapute. And here we had a machlokes, Rav Ishmuel and Rav Ami, what the sefer is speaking about. Rav Shmuel said, this sefer is going on the first case. It's going on the first case that, and the Gemara said that, that's what Taisis Lom Shad, they held that it's a matone. So in the second case, if you would give, if he said, they hold bezu, 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 it's equivalent to elu. In other words, Rav says, and each one that is being given l'shem kedushin. So they hold that if it'd be going on the Sefer, she'd be Mekodesh. She don't need Achas Mehem Shabbat Puta. They'll add up. Each one is giving, he's giving L'shem Kedusha. So therefore, they said that that what it says in the Sefer, Mois Achas Mehem Shabbat Puta is going on the Reisha. We're speaking about three different Maisa Kedusha. And the Tana is coming to tell us that before I told you by Menachas you need a Shabbat Puta. Now I'm telling you, even if she's eating it, the one might think, since she wants to eat it and she has enough from it, so perhaps she could get away, become a Kudush less than the Shabbat Puta. Says, no. You need a market value of a Shabbat Puta, even though it's very chashuv by her. That's how they learn Pshat. So they learned the Moshe Achas Mem Shabbat is going in the case of Proti. By three different Maisa Kedushins, it's telling us that even if she ate it, it's not sufficient. You need it to be worth a Shabbat Puta. But in the case of Kloli, when it's bazoo, so then you don't need Bachas Mem Shabbat Puta, they'll add up, because each one is being given L'shem Kedushin. So Memela Didaka Achli, that's how they learn Pshat. And Ravami, and Robert, they learn different Pshat in the Mishnah. They learn that by Bezu, it's not given L'shem Kedusha, it's given L'shem Pekodim, till she acquires all three. So Memela, so that's why you hear you need Ba'achas Mehem, and means Ba'chlein. There shouldn't be a problem of Milvim. So in our Mishnah, the Rav Shmuel didn't have too many problems, because our Mishnah is speaking about a case of Proti, Iskachli Bezu. So they said, Oisei Chelos Rishayna Rishayna is going on the case of Proti. But over here, in this Baraisa, we're stuck. This Baraisa is speaking of Kloli. The whole Baraisa is speaking about Kloli. The Elu is Kloli. Bezu is Kloli. And here it says that Oisei Cheles Achas, one of them has to be worth a Shabbat Puta. So here we have a Mirdike Kasha on the Chilkim, on Rabami and Rove. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Honi Chilamando Maasei Fekoi. According to Rabami, that it said, that said that it's going on the second Bode, the Mishnah. So we'll learn Pshat in this Baraisa exactly the way we learn Pshat in the Mishnah. So that was very good in the Mishnah. So we can say that the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah was speaking about Proti. So it's coming to tell us that even though it's called Hanayasa, by these Proti, you need, it has to be worth a Shabbat Puta. But the Baraisa is not speaking at all about Proti. The Baraisa that's speaking about Eile and Bezu is speaking about Kloli, because it says, Im Yesh Bekulon Shavah Pruta Mekodeshes. The minute we're speaking about Kloli, so they hold, so Phyllis she eats it, it's no problem. The Doka Ochli. Yeah. So what's Pshat this Baraisa? El Rav Shmuda mitabai arei shekoi vecheles itzichlei. Aba hoche kloli kachashiv. Proti loy kachashiv. So what did they do with this paraisa? So the Gemara answers, Homoni Rebbi hi, Doma loishna kezayis kezayis, Veloishna kezayis u kezayis, Prote havi. So let us see Rashi to understand the terms. Zot Rashi, Haniche, lav l'rove pochinim. We're not asking a kasha on Rove. Rove is beautiful. Rove, the Barais is a raya to Rove. Elo la'elkoi, it's going on the Gemara before, on daf memorah medalef. De matalzinen, hoisa acheles de masnisen. L'rav u shmul areshe. according to Rav Shmuel, is going on the Reisha. L'Rabbi Yami, a Seifer. Anich l'Rabbami duk meloy seichels masisna a Seifer, b'havi klole. That is, it is a close Mekadish with all of them. Umay ba'achas ba'achroine. Ochinami, so we'll say the same shot na barais, or isa echelas the barais a koinami a kloli, kiditoni bo, it says bezu, bezu, which is a kloli, yesh bekulun shabaputa, mekodeshes, vitone plukta, but then he differentiated gabam natlosi vachlosi, that even though it's a kloli, but if she ate it up, lameimet she biachas mehem, and here it will not add up, here biachas mehem, has to be a shavaputa, but sin an amilatruzi ache bachoine. So, according to Rab Ami and Rove, there's no problem on this paraisa. It's Mamu saying what our Mishnah said. Elo le Rav Shmuel da omri ba'achas afilu achode mikamaisa. They learned achas is going afilu the first one as a shavaputa. Nami yoma. Achas means if any one of them is a shavaputa. It's going on the reish of the Mishnah. And what is the chiddush? That even though she's eating it, I would think that perhaps by eating it, we do not need a shavaputa, given the kova on the yoso. How will they say pshat and achas in the bereise? The Bereis is not talking about Protim. That's called a klal. He says, "Yesh bekulon shabaputa mikodeshes." The chosh can eched diktoni. The way it says, "Vayid bezu, vayid bezu, vayid bezu." So it's zicha. I'm really making it one big klal. Uktoni gabi yechelis. So by these kloli, it's as if she was eating one at a time. Aicheva achas mehem. V'yakamaisa, if this is speaking about the way they said, akamaisa means any one of them, even the first one. Tachal tinu miyad namikom adike b'chodesh avaputu mekadeshes. Kashi ohavelay milvitza milvit. So the Gemara answers, "Hachi gasinen amani Rebbe he, d'oma loishna kizayis kizayis, v'loishna kizayis ukizayis, prota habe." So Rashi says, so the Gemara is answering, according to Rav Shmuel, "Bahach seife diktoni bezu notlosay v'ochlosay, v'oy bezu, v'oy bezu." Tane achino. This is not the same Tane. This is not the same Tane that said before. Im yesh bekulam shava pruta mekodeshes. This is because that Tane held bezu bezu is kloli. Now what it says in the Sefer, not lo bachlos, not lo bachlos mi yesh bachlos mishava pruta, is a different Tane. Tana achinu velav haynu tana dereisha mitziyosa. In this tana usvira like Rebbe. He holds like Rebbe. We'll see soon that Rebbe holds. V'tana, but Rebbe holds, just let's give a preview, Rebbe holds, bezu is aproti. He's actually bezu means be mekudish with this one. Bezu, or else will make his kachi bezu, or make a different maisa kedushin. Rabbi's bezu is different maisa kedushins. And even I say bezu ubezu, means his kachi bezu, or his kachi ubezu. But it's different maisa kedushins. Each one is a separate maisa kedushin. Vit v'svirele kerebi v'tono eicheles v'adin lemonachas. There's no difference if she ate it or if she left it on the table. V'eicheles itzrichele lashmino v'afal gav de mekav aniyoso loy mekatshe bepoches mishav apruta lohochi tono bezu Drei Zimre, Gabi, Notlosi, Vachlosi. To tell us, so Bezu is coming to tell us that since they're different Maisim Kedushim, so even though it was not Tlosi Vachlosi, it also won't help, even though it's Mekabani Yosef. Void bezu is coming to tell us. Even said void bezu, v'tonim yesh pachas mikulon sheba pudim kadeshes. I feel said void bezu. Don't be mistaken that this is a loshin klali. Im yesh ba'achas mem sheba pudim kadeshes, they will not end. They will not add up. These are four distinct ma'ase kedushas. Mishum. The Svira lay, this Tana holds, Hiskachi akol chodekoi. I said he's going on each one, Hiskachi bezu. When I say again bezu means Hiskachi bezu. Va'oid bezu is Hiskachi. Va'oid bezu Hiskachi. That means that a third, Va'oid bezu Hiskachi, making a new Maisa Kedushin on the third one. And this is Shitas Rebbe. Now, where do we have this Rebbe? Ach, the Rebbe bezvochim beperik beis. Bimechashiv beshchitas hazevach. There it's speaking about a person was shechting. Bein sheshochat al menas lechel kizayis lemocho, kizayis bachutz. He said, I'm shechting, I'm asked that I should eat from this kolbin a kezayis lemocha. Now, this is pigle. A person, when he's shechting, he's mechashev to eat a kezayis lemocha, is pigle. And if one eats from the kolbin, he's chayiv kares. Then, there was a second machshove, kezayis bachutz. Now this kezayis b'chutz seems, if it's two machshavas, that's what Rebbe holds, so really one is a chazorah from the other one. That means he was shechting. He said, I'm shechting it a kezayis lemocha. Should be pigle. Then, pigle, you get chorus. Kezayis b'chutz. So that means he wants to rectify what he said, and he's saying kezayis b'chutz, which is posel and not pigle. Or he said, "Bein shomar kizayis lemocha ukizayis b'chutz." He had a book. Havelu shtei machshavis. So Rebbe holds in these both cases, don't make a kugel. And the Chachamim made a kugel. The Chachamim said it's iruv machshavis. He's shechting it lemocha u'bachutz. He's thinking it should be lemocha u'chutz. It's one big machshave. And if it's one big machshava, there's no kolos, because there's a machshavas a poisel also, a chutz. Rebbe holds it is two machshavas. And now we have to know which one is the main machshava. And he holds tavas loshen rishin. Abyuda da osel basel loshen rishin, abe pigo v'chayav na lov kolos. Al kaponim, so this is the Rebbe, that he could say, kezayis, 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 u kezayis. And it is not a chibah, it's not both together, it's different machshavas, so here it's proti, it's different ma'ase kedushas. Let us see, Taisus, anichal el rove, loshen rashi, anichal el rove, pachinen el lav le rove pachinen, El Elkoin, Matin in the Hoysay Hellas, the Masnissen, Rabbi Shmuka Yareshe, Rabbi Ami Yosef, Sandrova, there's no problem. We're asking Rabbi Shmuel. A money Rabbi, Dama, Loishna Kezayis, Kezayis, Loishna Kezayis, Kezayis, Prota. Bach Save the Tony Bezu, not Lossi Bach Lossi, Void Bezu, Void Bezu, have a Prota. It's different Maisa Kedushins. Maiskachi is Kachi. V'tonai cheles, he's coming to tell us the chiddush of cheles b'din shabbat pute. V'hu adin menachas, v'cheles it's richel el hashminin. Now we got the mekava, and the yosa ole mekach, v'baruch shabbat pute, she cannot become a kudish, v'baruch shabbat pute, even though she's machshivit. The love ainu tanekame de metziyosa. This is not the tanekame of the middle case. The tana bezu bezuim yesh bekulon sheva putim kodeshes. That tana holds that it's a loshin klali. The Rebbe prota avinu sheva putim baachas mehem al treita noya beyemishes shone zu leshone zu. And then Taisvi says milse the Rebbe the peg beis this vach. Now, let's just start the next sugya. Omar Rav, now this is a new sugya. Amekadesh bemilve eina mekodeshes milve lahaitso nitna. A person is mekadesh bemilve eina mekodeshes milve lahaitso nitna. Now, this is a mouthful over here. Let us see what Rashi says. Eina mekodeshes afilu yeshna ba'en. I mean, so let's first hear what the case is. The case is, the person goes over to Nisha, she asks to borrow $100. She lends her $100, $100 is in her hand. Then all of a sudden, they get a mutual liking one to the other. She sees he's a generous person, she asks him for a halvah, and he sees this is a polite loive. And so he thought it would be a good thing to get married. He just gave her the last, I just lent her the last $100 from his wallet, but the $100 is by her. So he says, Arei at Mekadesh is with this $100. So Rav says, and the money is here. She didn't spend it, garnished. A mekadesh b'milve ain't a mekodeshes. Afilu yeshna ben Rashi says, why? Milve lohaitzo nitna. Haloive rashoi lohaitziya bohaitzo. The loive is permitted to spend it for whatever purpose he wants to spend it. Ve'einai chayev la'amida be'iske, he's not mechuyev to invest this $100 in a business. She'tehei mitzuya b'chol eis. Now, if he'll invest it in a business, so the shavius of these $100 is always around. So me'mele, Shiyitvenu. That means by stam halvo, without speaking particulars, what do we assume, what is pshat in this halvo? Now, it would be preferable, before we come to Kedushin, we have to first diagnose what's pshat in a stam halvo. It would be preferable for a malve, if he's lending money to the loive, that the loive should not spend this money for his own usages, as the Gemara says, lishtais ba shikra, isn't go with his $100 and buy 20 bottles of beer, and have a good time. It would be worthwhile for the malve, after 20 bottles of beer, who knows, and he'll get back his $100. But al kaponim, it would be preferable for the malve that this $100 should be invested in a good business venture. So it comes out this value that was lent is, the stomach is still in existence. It's reaping profits, no? That can belong to the loive. But the value that was lent is in existence. So it's very interesting. So the Gemara is clearing a shaila without speaking out anything. What is das b'nei Odom? Are there any strings attached to Alvo? That means that zicher. If we would give a questionnaire to every Malva, what would you prefer that money, when you lend money, what would you prefer that should be done with the money? So every malva would say, I prefer that the money should be invested, so I'm more secure in the money that I was lent. That's in the questionnaire that was asked, what would you prefer? But no questionnaire was given. But b'shas ta'alvo, nothing was said, nothing was mentioned. Do I assume that since I know he preferred this, so when he was asked to lend money, mistame, he was lending it for such a purpose, to invest? Or maybe not. He didn't say anything. He didn't mention any conditions. So the halva is lent for what any purpose the loive has an intent to use it for. So now, if I would assume the first way, that I would assume that the estam halva is letaives hamalve, unless we spoke differently, that it should be invested. If I would assume that for 1 minute. So then, in this scenario that we had before, he lent her $100. So her ownership on this $100 was mutbul. She can't do whatever she wants with this $100. She has to invest it. She can't. So now, if he would tell the Hareyat Mekodesh with these $100, which means he can do whatever you want with this $100, so now he's giving her something that she did not possess till now. Then she'd be Mekodesh. So this is what Rav is coming to tell us. Hamekadesh b'mil, it's not like that. Hamekadesh b'mil ve'ein hamekadesh. He gives her $100. And the $100 is be'en. Don't think that the milva was given for an investing purpose in order, l'tzairich, the convenience of the malva, and therefore she would be mekadesh. No. If you don't say anything, so that means I can do whatever I want with the money. So the minute she got the money, so it's her money, she can do whatever she wants with the money. So if he says, Ared Mekadesh, he's Mekadesh with her money. I'm sorry. You can't be Mekadesh, it's her money already, so you can't be Mekadesh. I'll say, you don't have to pay me back. You can't be Mekadesh with Milva also, you have to give her some. A penny saved is a penny earned. You cannot make kedushin with that lamdish money. Kaddish mo, you have to have real money, like we had by Ephraim. He gave him not lamdish money. It was oivel asaycha. It was money that was some emela. That's just what Rashi is saying. Leitzonit no aloive rashoi leitzia beitzo. The loive is permitted to spend it with whatever he wants. Ve'einai chayiv lamida beiske. Shetei metzuye b'chol eis sheyit ve'eno, that the value should be around, that the malva should be capable of being toiveya, the milva. Even the leitzoa nitna, so since it's leitzoa avelo kedido, so it's equivalent to hers. So he didn't give her anything.